ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 22, Uttamaras Meeting with the Kumaras, Verse Number 11. Vyalalayadruma Vaitesha यत्क्रास्तीर्थपादिया पादतीर्था विवर्जिता व्यालालयद्रुमवैतेश अरिक्ता किला संपद यद्ग्रहास्तीर्थपादीय पातीर्थ विवर्जिता व्यालालय द्रुम वैतेश अरिक्ता किल संपद यत्रास्तीर्थपादीय पाततीर्थ विवर्जिता। व्याल वेनमस सर्पंस आलय ओम द्रुमा ट्री वै सडनली तेषु इन दोज हाउसेस अरिक्त एब्डंटली अकील ऑल संपद ऑपुलेंसेस दैट ग्रह हाउसेस तीर्थपादीय इन रिलेशन विद द फीट ऑफ ग्रेट सेंटली पर्सन्स पादतीर्थ The water which was their feet. Vivarjita, without. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. On the contrary, even though full of all opulence and material prosperity, any householder's house where the devotees of the Lord are never allowed to come in, and there is no water for washing their feet, is to be considered a tree in which all venomous serpents live. Purport. In this verse, the word Tirthapadiya indicates devotees of Lord Vishnu or Vaishnavas. As far as Brahmanas are concerned, in the previous verse, the mode of reception has been already described. Now in this verse, special stress is being given to the Vaishnavas. Generally, the sannyasis or those in the renounced order of life take trouble to enlighten the householders. There are Ekadandi sannyasis and Tridandi sannyasis. The Ekadandi sannyasis are generally followers of Shankaracharya and are known as Mayavadi sannyasis. Whereas the Tridandi sannyasis are followers of Vaishnava Acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya and so on. And they take trouble to enlighten the householders. Ekadandi sannyasis can be situated on the platform of pure Brahma because they are aware that the spirit soul is different from the body. But they are mainly impersonalists. The Vaishnavas know that the absolute truth is the supreme person and that the Brahma effulgence is based on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 14.27, Brahman Pratisthaham. The conclusion is Tirthapadiya refers to Vaishnavas. In the Bhagavata 1.13.10, there is also another reference, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. Wherever he goes, a Vaishnava immediately makes that place a Tirtha, a place of pilgrimage. The Vaishnava sannyasis travel all over the world to make every place a place of pilgrimage by the touch of their lotus feet. It is mentioned here that any house which does not receive a Vaishnava in the manner already explained in the previous verse is to be considered the residential quarters of venomous serpents. It is said that around the sandalwood tree, which is a very valuable tree, there is a venomous serpent. Sandalwood is very cold, and venomous serpents, because of their poisonous teeth, are always very warm, and they take shelter of the sandalwood trees to become cooler. Similarly, there are many rich men who keep watchdog or doormen and put up signs that say, "Do not enter, trespassers not allowed, beware of the dog," etc. Sometimes in Western countries, a trespasser is shot and there is no crime in such shooting. This is the position of demonic householders, and such houses are considered to be the residential quarters of venomous snakes. The members of such families are no better than snakes, because snakes are very much envious. And when the enmity is directed to the saintly persons, their position becomes more dangerous. It is said by Chanakya Pandit, there are two envious living entities, the snake and the envious man. The envious man is more dangerous than a snake, because a snake can be subdued by charming mantras or by some herbs. But an envious man cannot be pacified by any means. Om Agyantimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Verse Number 11, Translation. On the contrary, even though full of all opulence and material prosperity, any householder's house where the devotees of the Lord are never allowed to come in, and when there is no water for washing their feet, is to be considered a tree in which all venomous serpents live. Hare Krishna. So I am happy to be here. My name is Gokuleshwar Das. I am from ISKCON Temple in Juhu, Mumbai, India, Sri Sri Radha Raspberry Mandir. And it's nice to be with all of you. It's my first time in this temple staying. Hare Krishna. So, Prithu Maharaj, when he had darshan of Lord Vishnu, so Lord Vishnu was very pleased with Prithu Maharaj. So much so, that Lord Vishnu, who had come down to meet Prithu Maharaj, he said, he extended his time. He came for a duration of time, but he liked Prithu Maharaj so much that he extended over time. He stayed extra time. And he was so affectionate to Prithu Maharaj that generally when Lord Vishnu comes, he doesn't keep his feet on the ground. He's a bit up in the air. But he was so affectionate to Prithu Maharaj, they kept his feet on the ground to talk to him. And it is also explained that since Lord Vishnu is not used to keep his feet on the ground, so when he kept, he was not able to balance. So he called Garuda and he kept his one hand on the shoulder of Garuda to balance himself. This is all because he was very affectionate to Prithu Maharaj. So after Prithu Maharaj offered prayers, Lord Vishnu told him that, "My dear Prithu Maharaj, please ask some benediction." Prithu Maharaj said, "Look, I know you are Lakshmipati, husband of Goddess of Fortune. You can give me wealth, you can give me kingdom, you can give me weapons, you can give me gold, opulence, house, wives, you can even give me mukti. But I don't want anything. I am happy to have your darshan." Lord Vishnu insisted, "Please ask something, I want to give you. That's my love." So Prithu Maharaj said, "If at all you want to give me, then give me millions of years. We have 2 years. He wants millions of years. And then give me association of your pure devotees from whom I can hear Krishna Katha through these millions of years. Because 2 years are not sufficient to hear this sweet nectarian Krishna Katha. This is the glory of Krishna Katha. This is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. That Prithu Maharaj wants millions of years. Much higher than so-called mukti is the nectar of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Just by hearing Bhagavatam, one can receive Krishna prem, love of Godhead. One can see Krishna on each page of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why it is said, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam means every day. Every day we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada started this Bhagavatam class every day morning for devotees. Nityam, every day. Nowhere it says Sunday Bhagavata Sevaya. That only Sunday you hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Or once a week Bhagavata Sevaya. Or Kabhi Kabhi Bhagavata Sevaya. Sometimes Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam, every day we should hear. Just like if we have a disease and the doctor prescribes a medicine for long term, we have to hear Nityam. We have to take the medicine every day. Say the medicine is for 3 months. We have to take every day. We can't say, 1 week quota I will take in one day, 7 tablets. I will not have time other days. That will not work. So we can't say, only one day I will do full day bhakti. Next day I don't have time. Then we will become weak. Maya will capture us. So Nityam, every day we should do Srimad Bhagavatam. If every day we do Mangalarti, chanting, hear Bhagavatam, attend Guru Puja, then whatever distress is there in the day goes away. We get relief. But if we don't do, then we find relief somewhere else. And in the material world, when we find relief by watching TV or reading newspaper or meeting friends or cinema, or some people go to alcohol or drugs, then we get karma bandhan, we get entangled. Just like once there was a rat, mouse, in the field. Field was empty, sand was there. It was summer time, afternoon time, 12 o'clock. Hot sun was there and the sand was very hot. So the rat was feeling disturbed. Burning sensation. Can't stand, can't walk, can't sleep, can't sit, can't walk, can't run. Feeling very hot. Can you imagine, right? Hot sand. So
So he was going in circles. What to do?
Burning, burning, burning.
And as he was going in circles, he came to a location, a shade, and he was relieved. What was that shade? Shadow of a cobra. So running in circles, he came to a shade and thought, so nice. But next moment, the cobra captured him. That's how a conditioned soul runs because of burning material existence and finds some relief in sense enjoyment. But what is that? Maya is capturing us. We do sense enjoyment for so-called relief and we get entangled in karma bandhan and there's a sinful reaction. Then our ticket for hellish planet is reserved and then we have to visit for punishment. But when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day, then this miseries don't occur. These miseries go away. A person who hears Srimad Bhagavatam, he has no miseries. He is relieved of all miseries. So Puttu Maharaj asked, I want association of pure devotees to hear your katha. And by the causeless mercy of Krishna, four Kumaras came to his kingdom. Four Kumaras are very senior, more senior than Lord Shiva in age, but they keep their bodies at 5 year body, 5 year old boy's body. Why they keep their body small? So that they don't have disturbance of lust. And they travel at their will. They can go anywhere, any planet, even Vaikuntha planet they can go, any country, any city, they don't need passport, visa, ticket, dollar. They don't need anything. They can just go at their will. And it's very rare to see them. But because Prithu Maharaj prayed and Lord Krishna granted, four Kumaras came in his kingdom through the sky ways. And they were in the sky. And not only Prithu Maharaj, all the citizens also could see. The citizens were not qualified, but because they had such a nice, pure devotee king, they also got opportunity to see the rare darshan, to see the four Kumaras. That's the glory of Prithu Maharaj. The leader is a pure devotee, or the father is a pure devotee, then all the subordinates, they get benefit. In fact, even if one family member is a pure devotee, the whole family gets liberated. We need good leader in the country, in the society. Then automatically people become devotees. If there are hundreds of lions and the leader is a goat, the whole group will behave like a goat. If there are hundreds of goats and the leader is a lion, the whole group will behave like a lion. So it matters who is the world leader, who is the leader of the public. Or who is the leader of our life? So Puthu Maharaj being such a nice leader, a nice king, all the citizens got to see four Kumaras. And Puthu Maharaj was so happy. He welcomed the four Kumaras, offered them a raised asan, washed their feet, worshipped them, took the Chandamal pour on his head, and he offered so nice prayers in glorification. And while glorifying them, he spoke this verse which we are reading today, expressing the principle behind Atithi Seva. In the last verse he says that if a person is very poor and very attached to the family, when somebody is poor, then materially he is not glorified. And somebody is attached to the family, then spiritually he is not glorified. Both ways gone. So somebody is poor and attached to the family. If he has Vaishnava guest in his house, then he is glorified in spite of being poor and attached. That's the greatness of serving Vaishnavas in the house. So in this verse, he explains that those who are rich opulent, prosperous. But if they don't invite Vaishnavas to their house, they don't serve, then they are venomous serpents, poisonous snakes. Why they are poisonous snakes? For two reasons. One is, if there's a snake house, nobody goes there. Anybody puts their head in snake house? Nobody. Nobody goes there. And second, snakes are by nature envious. Snakes, mosquitoes, they are envious. Envious means you don't do anything, still they trouble you. So snakes, mosquitoes are like that. So householder, grahastha, means one who holds house. Out of the population in Varnashram, brahmachari, grahastha, vanapras, sannyas, only 25% people are allowed to hold house. A brahmachari should not have a house. A vanapras should not have a house. A grahastha should not have a house. Sorry, a sannyasi should not have a house. Only a grahastha should have. If a brahmachari or sannyasi have house, then they are also householders. They are holding house. They are attached. A sannyasi brahmachari just doesn't mean not married. Non-married but having a house and an income. That's not sannyasi or brahmachari. Sannyasi, brahmachari, no bank account, no money, no woman, no house, no property, nothing. Just some clothes, beadwork, tilak, toiletries. That's all. That's renounced life. So only grahasthas are allowed to hold house. So only grahasthas have a special dharma of serving guests. Atithi devo bhava. And when they serve atithi, tithi means date, atithi means no date. When we serve guests who come uninvited, that is equivalent to serving Krishna. They get the dharma of serving devotee, serving Krishna. They get the benefit of doing devotional service. So even if a guest is an enemy, one should serve. Jarasandh, he had three guests, Krishna, Arjuna and Bhima. And they all are Jarasandh's enemies. And why did they visit him? To kill him. And they told, we want to fight and kill you. And Jarasandh chose Bhima, said, I'll fight with Bhima. And whole day they would fight. And night they will sit together and eat and have fun. And Jarasandh served them very nicely. Gave them good rooms, good food, good water, maid servants, gifts, ornaments, garlands. See, Jarasandh is an asura. He's a demon who wants to kill Krishna repeatedly, who wants to disturb devotees repeatedly, who attack Mathura repeatedly. Jarasandh is bigger than Kamsa. He's Kamsa's father-in-law. Kamsa married the daughters of Jarasandh. So Jarasandh was such a big demon, but still he knew the simple etiquette that if a guest comes to the house, he should be served nicely, even if he is an enemy. So he served Krishna, Arjun, Balbhim for 27 days. And every day, daytime, they would fight in such a way that today I will kill you. And nighttime they are enjoying feast. Amazing. So that's Atithi Devo Bhava. Vaishnavas should be served. By service to Vaishnavas we get benefit. By not serving, there's a big loss. There was a Gandharva, Upabarhan. You heard Upabarhan? He once went for, he was a big celebrity in Gandharva Loka. Very handsome, very beautiful, very nice singer, musician. Gandharva Loka, everybody is musician, singer and beautiful. Among them, he was celebrity. So he was great. And he had lots of fans. So many apsaras and beautiful girls. So he had that lust every time. So one day the demigods, the Prajapatis, the senior demigods, they had Sankirtan program. They had sacred sound retreat. They had Kirtan Mela, their Sankirtan program. So they invite Upabharan. You also come and give a slot, you sing. So Upabharan came with his female fans. They would always be there with him nearby whenever he chants to say Haribol Haribol. So he came and he sat, and to please these Matajis, he started singing the songs glorifying demigods. Instead of Hari Kirtan, he started glorifying demigods. The Prajapatis were so angry, they cursed him that you fall to the earth planet in a poor family, Sudra family. And he fell down. He was son of a poor mother, and he didn't know who is his father. And somehow she was maintaining the child. And one day, four pure devotees came to the mother and said, we want to stay at your place for 4 months. 4 months? Four devotees? That's not easy. And she's so poor, but she said, okay. And she served them. And a small boy, 5-year-old, what he will serve? He will just sit with them. They would do Mangalarti, they would do class, they would do Kirtan, he will just sit. Sometimes he would do some service. And they blessed him. And when they left, one day the mother died out of snake bite. What should a 5-year-old boy do when the mother dies and nobody at the house? Cry? He didn't cry. He folded his hand. He said, thank you, Krishna. Thank you, Krishna. My even last affection is gone. Attachment is gone. Now I can just surrender to you. And he went to the forest and he had darshan of Vishnu in the heart. He spoke to Vishnu and then he gave up his body and became Narad Muni. So Narad Muni is a result of having 4 Vaishnava guests in the house. Even Srila Prabhupada's father, he would invite sannyasis and Vaishnavas in his house. 10-12 sannyasis every day, and he would feed them prasad. He knew some of them were dongi, not real sannyasis, but still he would feed them. And at the end he would say, please bless my abhay. He becomes a nice devotee of Radharani. And anybody who eats nice prasad, what will come out of his heart? Blessings only. Best wishes only. So that's the etiquette. Other hand, in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, there is an example of Ramchandra Khan. The same Ramchandra Khan who tried to test Haridas Thakur by sending a prostitute. You know that, right? Haridas Thakur was very popular because he chants 3 lakh holy names every day. So Ramchandra Khan repeatedly sent a prostitute so that Haridas Thakur gets attracted, and then he is red-handed caught. Haridas Thakur made the prostitute wait whole night for 3 nights and told, let me finish my rounds, then we will see. And she was hearing the pure holy name, and on the 3rd night she became devotee. She begged her forgiveness from Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur initiated her and told her to chant the holy name. She changed. So one day Lord Nityananda Prabhu with his associates came to the same village. This is later, after Haridas Thakur left. And generally at that time, people, especially rich people, would have 2 parts of the house, inside and outside. So inside, all the family members and ladies would stay. And outside, they would have guests who can come and stay. And there was a Durga Mandap, where once a year they would worship Durga. And other times, they will host people there. So it was a regular part that any sannyasi mendicant goes to somebody's house, they go and sit in the Durga Mandap or the outside house and wait for the person to come inside, come out and meet them. So Lord Nityananda with his devotees, he came and he sat in Durga Mandap of Ramchandra Khan. So Ramchandra Khan came to know that Lord Nityananda has come, but he had no attraction for Vaishnavas. and he had no faith on the divinity of Lord Nityananda. He thought some beggar has come. People used to think these brahmacharis or sannyasis or Vaishnavas are beggars. They don't earn themselves and they come to our house to have food. So Ramchandrakant didn't even go outside. He told his servants, go and tell Nityananda not to stay here. So the servants came and told Lord Nityananda that you have so many followers. This place is very small for you. So there is some common people in the village who have Goshala and the Goshala is very big. You go and stay in the Goshala. Lord Nityananda got very angry and he said, you rascal, this place is not fit for me to stay. That's true. This is a papi, sinful place. This is fit for people who eat cow and flesh. And he left the place. He left the village. He didn't stay in that village. Now this Ramchandra Khan was doing some business and he would not pay tax to the government. So the finance minister was Muslim. One day he came with his soldiers and he stayed in the same area, Durga Mandap, in order to do the raid, the investigation of his income. And at night he cut a cow there and ate. And he plundered the whole village, robbed Ramchandra Khan with all his money, what we call black money. And after 3 days he left. And Ramchandra Khan was completely gone, he was poor, his health went down. The whole village got deserted because they offended Nityananda Prabhu. So this is another example that when a guest is offended, then the whole family, the whole village is deserted. So householders should offer minimum 4 things to a guest. Food, water, a sitting place, and sweet words. If he is so poor, he can't offer food. At least he can offer water. Water is freely available. If that is also not possible, at least he should put an asana and say, have a seat. If that is also not possible, at least he should clean the ground and say, sit. If somehow that is also not possible, at least he should offer sweet words. How are you? Welcome, Hare Krishna. At least this much can be done. So it's a duty. Earlier they should write outside the house, Atiti Devo Bhava. Then they stopped. Then they started writing Su Swagatam. That also stopped. Then they write Shubh Labh. That also stopped. Now they write beware of dog. Which means there is a dog inside, you beware. Talking about themselves. Trespassers prosecuted. And Prabhupada says in Western countries, if a stranger comes to your house, you can shoot and it's not a crime. In US and all. You can shoot, it's not a crime. They are happy to take care of a dog, but not a sadhu. They will clean the dog, they will bathe the dog, they will feed the dog, they will put the dog to the sleep, they will clean the shit of the dog, and they will think so nice like. But not a sadhu. A sadhu, when he travels, he purifies every location. Sadhu is mobile tirtha. Like Ganga, Haridwar, it's a tirtha, but you have to go there. They don't come to you. But sadhu is mobile. He goes. Gargamuni, while traveling, he came to Vrindavan, to Nanda Maharaj's house. Nanda Maharaj was so happy, he welcomed him, washed his feet, offered him Vyasasana, served him food, prasadam. And he told, you have come here not for your benefit, but our benefit. Because we householders, even though we know the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, because of so many social agendas in the day, we tend to forget. It happens because there are so many things to do. A person tends to forget. Forget about Krishna, forget about the goal of life. Becomes less serious, becomes more weak, becomes more attached to money and family. So when devotees visit, they can remember, oh yes, service to Krishna is highest. I should serve Krishna. And when sadhus visit, what do you talk to them? You will talk about Krishna only, because what else they know? There is nothing else to talk. So he told Garga Muni, it's for my benefit, it's for our benefit that you are traveling house to house. Just for purifying. Even Krishna as Dwarkadish, householder and Kshatriya, when he got Brahmana guest, like Rukmini Devi's messenger came and Sudama Brahman came, he offered them their own seat, the royal seat, and he washed their feet and took Charnamrit, and he offered them towel and clothes to take bath and nice food, and made the Brahmana sleep on his own bed and then massage the feet of the Brahmana. He made Sudama Brahmana sleep on the same bed where he used to lie down with Rukmini Devi. And Krishna is watching the feast of feet of Sudama, and Krishna is feeding food, and Mother Rukmini, Lakshmi Devi herself is fanning. That's the example Krishna showed. And every day Krishna would feed and give gifts to thousands of Brahmanas. Just the cows Krishna would give gifts. Just the cows Krishna would give gift is around 35,000 every day in one house. Like this 16,108 houses. 35,000 multiplied by 16,108. Charity you give to the Brahmanas. An unlimited amount of clothes, ornaments, grains, gold. He would give gifts. Why? He showed us that service to Brahmana, service to Vaishnavas is so great. By serving devotees, we develop Vasudevikatha Ruchi. We develop taste in the holy name. We get purified. One should offer such service within one's capacity. The place where Vaishnavas are not served, like this point says, there is a snake hole or a tree where snakes dwell, or crematorium. Crematorium, Shamshan Ghat. Why? Because Shamshan Ghat sadhus don't go. Sadhus don't like to go Shamshan Ghat. You know, in Bombay, we have this Sankirtan bus. You heard Sankirtan bus? There's a bus with kitchen inside and water. And there are 7-8 brahmacharis who travel all over India on the road. Every day night they sleep on the road. Every day morning they find a water source to take bath. So it's a very austere life. And all day they do book distribution. So the biggest challenge is to find a place at night to sleep. And a bigger challenge is to early morning find somewhere water to take bath. And every place you don't get to sleep. Every place you don't get water. But they do that. And they do book distribution. And there are lots of differences among devotees sometimes in the bus. So when they come back, they bring issues in the meeting. And we have to sort them out. They are very austere. They don't mind sleeping under a tree or a dharamshala or a temple or on the road or on the bus stop or outside an hospital or a school which is closed. And though we don't mind taking bath in a small pond or a pump or a puddle or river or a waterfall or some temple who has or some public tap. So one day I was in a meeting and I got an agenda that all the brahmacharis complained about the bus leader. That he made us sleep in the crematorium. And it was a big agenda, believe me, very difficult to solve. What happened is, they reached the place at 10 p.m. night. Everything was dark. And there was a tree. And the bus leader thought, this is a good place to sleep. So he told them to sleep. He parked the bus and everybody took their chatai, their mosquito net and slept. Morning when they woke up, they came to know this was crematorium ground. In dark they didn't realize, and there are no boards there saying this is a crematorium ground, only ghosts allowed. There's no board like that. So morning when they realized the crematorium ground, they got very angry and they put a complaint. So I am just sharing. Devotees don't like. So those houses where devotees are not welcome, that's crematorium ground or snake holes. So even an enemy should be invited. And householder should consider everybody in the house as their children. Not just humans, even animals, even insects, even mosquitoes, even cockroaches. And they should not kill them. Killing them is considered sinful. So all living entities have right to leave. Not because I am staying in the house, so now nobody else can leave here. Anybody else can come, trespassers, prosecuted, I'll kill them. Okay, I'll not kill humans, but others I will kill. It's the same mentality. Like if a dog is there on the street, and two, three other dogs are there, they will all day fight among themselves. But if another dog from another street comes here, they will get united and bark and chase him away. But you are not allowed in this. So that's the mentality. Even immigration is same. Among them, whole country will fight. But anybody outside them, they will bar. So get out, no visa, get out. Krishna made one world. We made boundaries. We made streets, we made houses. Everything belongs to Krishna. And everybody is Krishna's child. We should be shared with everybody. Of course, there has to be a system based on karma, based on requirements. But you see a tree, it gives shade and fruits to everybody. It doesn't discriminate. Whether somebody is good person or bad person or criminal or terrorist. Or a river will give water to everybody. Or sun will give sunlight to everybody. So that's the dharma. If you have something, share with others. If you have fruits, share with others. If you have knowledge, share with others. If you have food, cloth, share with others. Not just keep for yourself, that's greed. Only humans have this, animals don't have this. Imagine on a highway, one truck passes by with a bag, bags of rice, and one bag falls down by mistake, and the driver doesn't notice, he leaves, and there is a bag of rice on the road, with rice all over the road, the bag is broken, and one sparrow comes. What will sparrow do? Eat few grains of rice, go away. And one animal comes, goat or cow, eat 10-20 grams, go away. One human comes, we take the whole bag and go away. That's greed. Apart from my quota, I take others' quota. So then others start. So there is no food problem in this world. Food is enough. In fact, if the population 10 times more, Mother Earth can give 10 times more. She is a mother, she will give. Like a lady, when she delivers a baby, she has milk. If she delivers twins, she has double milk. Same body, same lady. She will have twice the amount of milk for twins. So Mother Earth is also mother. She will give more grains if there is more population. That's not a problem. Unlimited grains can come out of Mother Earth. So there is a problem of distribution of food. Food is not distributed properly. At some place it is wasted. So others are starving. Like if a father brings two chocolates and gives to his child and says, you and your brother take. And he, instead of giving to his brother, eats both. That's greed. So that's distribution problem. So Krishna has given sufficient for everybody. But presently the system is damaged. Because of greed, people are keeping its stock in the godowns. So others are not getting. That is the situation. So everything is there for everybody and we should share to benefit others. And the highest benefit we can give them is sharing transcendental knowledge. When we share transcendental knowledge to others, we are connecting them to Krishna. And when we connect them to Krishna, then Krishna is pleased. Imagine you become a guest of some rich person's house and they take care of you nicely. They give you nice food, nice clothes, nice room, hot water, car, servant, laundry, everything nice. And you become friend to that rich person. And because you are friend, so he shares his distress to you. And he shows a photograph. He says, "This is my son. And he left me because there was a small fight. I have everything. I have a palace. But I am so sad because he is not with me." And you sympathize. Then your vacation is over. You have to come back to your house, so you are coming in the car after few months of staying with a rich person. And on the traffic light, you see a boy with old clothes, big hair, beard, skinny, begging. And you see the same person, the boy of the rich man's son, whose photo I saw. What will you do? Give him $5? $10? $50? No! You tell him, "Come, Patta, sit in my car, we'll go to my home." And you'll take him to your home. You give him nice clothes. Tell him to take bath, shave up, eat nicely, make a friendship. And after a few days of friendship, you tell him, "Sit here, one thing I want to tell you." He said, "Come, your father is crying for you. Whatever is the fight, he's your father. Come, I will take you." And once he's ready, you take him to his rich man. He will be so happy, right? Because he fed you nicely, now it's your obligation to send his son back to him. And you met his son, right? In the same way, Radha Vallabh is a rich man and we are staying in his house. And he is giving us everything, food, clothes, everything. This applies not just to me, Brahmachari, you grihasthas also. That house is also Radha Vallabh's only. So he is giving us everything, but he is sad. Why is sad? Because there are so many people in Australia who are his sons, but they have left him. So what is our duty? To make friendship with them, to feed them nice prasadam, to talk to them nicely, and once they are friendly, we tell them, "Look, your father is sad because you have left the relationship. We all have a relationship with Krishna, but we have forgotten. So please come back to your father. Please serve him. Please chant Hare Krishna." Oh, Krishna will be so pleased. Radha Vallabh will be so pleased. So this is highest welfare, to preach to people. And the best way is to give books, give prasadam, give holy names. So we have this temple for this purpose. To invite all the people who have forgotten Krishna and tell them, "This is your father. Come and live happily here. He will provide you food, he will provide you shelter, he will provide you cloth. You just have to come for Mangala Arati. You just have to chant. You just have to offer flower to Prabhupada in Guru Puja. You have to hear Bhagavatam class." Is that difficult? Chanting is difficult. Dancing is difficult. Offering flower to Prabhupada is difficult. Standing in Mangala Arati raising hand is difficult. Offering obeisances is difficult. Nothing is difficult. Hearing class, little difficult. And after that, nice prasadam. You just waiting 45 minutes, there is nice prasadam upstairs. Not so difficult. So this morning program is so easy, but so beneficial. So we have a perfect process. So we just invite people and say, "Just sit here." And their heart will change, they will be transformed. So the best way we can serve our guests is to give them Krishna consciousness. Temple also has guests. This is not householder, this is Krishna's house. So anybody who comes inside the temple is Krishna's guest. And I am servant of Krishna. So if you are staying in the master's house and there's a knock on the door and your enemy number one is on the door, how will you treat him? As enemy? Because he's master's guest, so you have to treat him nicely. So two living entities in the world have enviousness. But still anybody comes to the temple, we should treat him nicely. Why? Because he's Radha Vallabh's guest.
He is not coming to my house, he is coming to Krishna's house. I am just a servant here. How can a servant mistreat master's guest? Even if he doesn't like them. So every person who comes in the temple is our guest, is Krishna's guest, and we are servant. So we treat him so nicely, he likes to come back again and again. This is his home. And in that way, people become devotees. That's the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement. That's the purpose of ISKCON. That we have visitors, we have guests, and they are offered nice love, nice prasadam. And Melbourne temple is already famous. 365 days, every day, 24 hour prasadam. That's excellent. First class. Prabhupada is very pleased. Prabhupada used to say, this is Radharani's house. Why you are worried? Just feed. She will provide. That's excellent. So when we distribute holy name, when we distribute prasadam, and when we distribute books, then people become devotees. That's the movement. So going out, distributing books, best welfare activity. So to summarize, Prithu Maharaj is talking about those householders who are opulent, but they don't serve guests, especially Vaishnavas. Then they are considered like trees or snake holes or trees where there are venomous serpents. And such opulence is of no use. We can't provide kaju, no problem, provide shindana. Can't provide milk, provide water. Can't provide juice, provide water, no problem. Can't provide paneer, provide dal rice. But we should offer something to our guests, prasadam. And that's atithisya. And that pleases Krishna. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. If there are any comments or questions, yes, Prabhupada.
We talked about Lord Nityananda and Ramchandra Khan. So the offense Ramchandra Khan did does not seem as strong as the one done by Chakrai Matai for hitting Nityananda Prabhu. But nevertheless, they got different results altogether.
So, yeah, Ramchandra Khan also offended heavily Haridas Thakur. He tried to send a prostitute Haridas Thakur repeatedly to catch him red-handed. And then he offended Lord Nityananda. So that's a heavy offense. Offending Vaishnava is heavier than offending the Lord. And when Madai hit Lord Nityananda was still merciful. Because Jagai helped Lord Nityananda by saying Madai not to hit again. And the biggest point is Madai begged forgiveness from Nityananda. Ramchandra Khan didn't beg forgiveness. So even if we happen to commit an offense, but if we are do prayaschit, we beg forgiveness, then the Lord forgives a sincere forgiver. Sincere person who forgives. But if we do a small offense but don't beg forgiveness, then it's a big thing. So realizing that I have done a mistake and doing prayaschit, we take care of it. So even if we do offense, we should beg forgiveness. So whenever we do service to the deities or aarti to Prabhupada or Tulsi Maharani, at the end we offer obeisances and beg forgiveness that unintentionally there might be some offenses, please forgive us. So that forgiveness is important. So Ramchandra Khan didn't beg forgiveness. Jagai Madai begged forgiveness. So if you beg forgiveness, you receive forgiveness. Is that okay? Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned that Lord Krishna used to give charity to Brahmins, like 1,000 cows, daily basis plus to multiply by 6,000. In similar description, we also hear in Prasad Nandamaras, he had 900,000 cows. So if we look at that big number in terms of physical location, Nandagaon or that vicinity is quite small. So how do we see that the plus is not only having 900,000, he was giving every day hundreds of thousands of cows. Plus other brothers have similar numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nanda Baba had 9 lakh prominent cows, otherwise he had millions of cows. I can see the boat, can you just move this boat towards my side, I can see it. Okay, can you bring a pen? Any. Draw a line there. Vertical.
Yeah.
Pass. What do you think is the length of the line? Finite, infinite. And how many points are there? How can you have infinite points on finite length? Same way you can have infinite cows in finite Vrindavan. Vrindavan is infinite, always expands. And Krishna's dham, you cannot measure a dham. We do the measurement of a geographical place on the map, but we are not measuring Vrindavan dham. Vrindavan dham is infinite. And not only 9 lakh cows, there can be 9 million, there can be 9 billion, there can be 9 trillion, and there can be more, infinite, no problem. That's Vrindavan. As much as a finite light can contain infinite points, a finite Vrindavan can contain infinite cows. The whole opulence of Vaikuntha is right there on the altar. But for us it looks finite. We can't see. But Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Nanda, Sananda, everybody is there worshipping Krishna. Right? So Vrindavan is there. So our eyes can't measure or access. Vrindavan Dham is infinite. Is that okay? Yes.
I can have one question. All this etiquette and assuming a guest, even his enemy, sounds really amazing. I wonder how applicable this is in modern society. Because I remember one of my Australian friends, he's just picking up Krishna consciousness, he brought this example to me. He lives in a house of non-devotees, and one of them, he met one person in the skate park, he brought him to his house, and just started hanging out there. And he would just stay there for one night, for two, for a week. And then after that he approached me, but what should be his mood? So, like...
If a devotee house is there, we should feed prasad. By prasad, the person transforms. Okay, one doesn't have resources, then he should say, let's share resources, you also and I also one. And we take care of this house. If the person is not friendly and trying to kill you, it's a different thing, you have to protect yourself. Otherwise, the person should be broad-minded, that okay, we'll share resources. And once he becomes friend, he will help you, you will help him. Right? If we have something and others don't have, we should not think that I should not share. It may be food, it may be cloth, it may be shelter. Tomorrow we may be in a situation where we don't have shelter and we want somebody to help us. Possible? So if that culture is stopped with us, then we will be victims. But if the culture is there, then there is no problem. Earlier in the villages, there will be no dharamshalas or guest houses or hotels. People who will travel from village to village, any house will happily feed them and give them a charpai to sleep. And will take bath in the river and go forward. Even today that's happening in many places in India. You just go to any house, stranger, and you say, I am hungry. They will give you food and water. And you say, I want to sleep. In the courtyard, they will give you a chatai. Under the tree you sleep. There's a river, you take bath and go. Right? When Krishna has arranged this, river is belongs to Krishna, land belongs to Krishna, tree belongs to Krishna, fruit belongs to Krishna, grain belongs to Krishna. But I don't give to his children. I say it's in my godown. That's not a healthy thing. On the practical level, if somebody is finding himself in a situation where he has to defend himself, that's a different thing. Like a mosquito is there. I don't want to kill, but he may give me malaria. So I keep the windows closed. That doesn't mean I hate mosquito. It's because I am weak, I may get malaria. So if somebody is there who may use my weakness, okay, I keep away. But in general, there should be love. Right? So the general tendency should be to be broad-minded. Unless we are in a situation where our life is at stake. At least we should try to help or provide an alternative. Yes, ma'am.
Now, Prabhu, thank you for the class, and you mentioned about how you summarize the boy, bring him home and explain to him, you can feed him, and then you explain to him about what is your parents are. That's a very interesting point, because generally we wonder when the homeless people, how to help them. You know, you can give them food or money, but it's actually not really helping them. You have to actually tell them about their Krishna consciousness. So how it's a difficult situation. How to actually tell them that the real problem is birth, death, or living disease, and how, you know, because people believe that the general problems are just, you know, homelessness and joblessness.
Yeah, so in beginning we have to just feed them prasadam and let the holy name go into their ears. Then it will create a field to understand the relationship with Krishna. That's what Prabhupada did. What he did with hippies. He didn't give them heavy philosophy immediately. He chanted under a tree and told them to chant Hare Krishna. And he cooked very nice prasad for them. And after eating prasad, they will leave their jutta plates right there and Prabhupada would pick up and clean. And gradually they changed. And one day they said, Swamiji, do you need any help? He said, yes. There are so many utensils, somebody has to wash. And they started washing the utensils. Swamiji, do you need any other help? They said, yes, vegetables have to be cut. And they started cutting vegetables and making samosas. And in between they said, Swamiji, can I go and have a cigarette? He said, okay, wash your hands and come back. And the girl will go, puff a cigarette, wash her hands and come back and make samosas.
Actually, I just wanted to elaborate on the question. One of my friends was telling me that in some hospital they made everyone do pranayama and they cured their lung diseases. And he said, just see, they're actually helping them. You know, you guys are telling Hare Krishna, not actually. So I didn't know how to tell him that. You know,
so there are two things, one is body and one is soul. The hospitals are helping the body. But next life, the same people will become dogs and cats. Nobody is helping them. But when we give Krishna consciousness, we are giving them an opportunity so that this is their final birth and they go back home back to Godhead. So at the same time, we can express we are doing both. We are giving prasadam, just taking care of their body, and Krishna consciousness, just taking care of the soul. We are doing both. Yeah, if everybody makes them do pranayama, who will do other things? Somebody has to do other things. Tell them, you are doing pranayama, we are doing something else, because both the things are required. If everybody takes care of the body, who will take care of the soul? So that's where ISKCON is, to take care of the soul. You getting me?
Yes,
if all organs are taking care of the body and nobody is taking care of the soul, then this world will end up with animals. So somebody has to take care of the soul also. ISKCON is doing that. So tell them, you take care of lungs, we take care of soul. Is that okay? Lungs have to be taken care, eyes has to be taken care, hair has to be taken care, ears has to be taken care, teeth has to be taken care, heart has to be taken care, liver has to be taken care, kidney has to be taken care, body has to be taken care, mind has to be taken care, but inside soul is that also has to be taken care. Who will do that? That is ISKCON is doing. Okay? There's a tree, leaf has to be taken care, flower has to be taken care, fruit has to be taken care, branch has to be taken care, but nobody is watering the root of the tree. Everybody is just cleaning the leaves. What is the use? So we are watering the root. Cage and the bird. People are coming and cleaning the cage. People are coming and making, painting the cage. People are making golden cage, but parrot nobody is feeding. Are you feed the parrot, na? So ISKCON is feeding the parent, taking care of the soul. That's missing. So other department is already there. So this is missing. So we do that. Is that okay? Any more questions? Comments? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada. Jai. 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 Jai